The next patient is Marie Miele. The last name is M-I-E-L-E. The first name is Marie, M-A-R-I-E. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white female original from Boston, who has been living in Florida for more than 7 years, period. She used to be in Port St. Lucie, L-U-C-I-A-E. Where she was seen by a nephrologist on a regular basis. Apparently, this patient has been diagnosed with a kidney disease for many years. But interestingly, the manifestation of the kidney disease has been only arterial hypertension, period. The patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria, and we don't have evidence of hematuria or activity in the urinary sediment, period. At the present time, the patient is referred to the office with an estimated GFR of 24 with a serum creatinine that has been oscillated between 2.1 and 2.3. There is no evidence of hyperkalemia or metabolic acidosis, period. The etiology of this CKD4 could be simple nephrosclerosis associated to uncontrolled hypertension. However, we have to take into consideration the possibility of renal vascular hypertension, coma, alteration in the release of aldosterone, comma, the possibility of adrenal pathology, period. All of these are going to be investigated progressively, period. There is evidence that the kidney function has remained stable at least for 18 months, period. Regarding the treatment, the patient was advised to go on a plant-based diet, even more when she had a C-reactive protein that was found more than 10, which is a significant elevation, period. Inflammation is present in this particular case. Low sodium diet and low protein diet have been recommended, period. Number two, anemia. This anemia is most likely associated to CKD4, comma. She was given a history of a bone marrow that was done in 2009. The results of that bone marrow are unknown. Following number. The patient has systemic hypertension, as mentioned before. Following number. Hyperlipidemia. Following number. Recently, she was found with type 2 diabetes. The most likely possibility is that she has been a diabetic for over a year. Hemoglobin A1C was recently found at 8.5%, period. The patient has been on glipizide 5. We are going to discuss with Dr. Saint Flair, S-A-I-N-T, Flair, F-L-E-U-R-E. The possibility of considering a GLP-1 antagonist as part of the treatment. Following number, the patient has a history of breast carcinoma that was treated with surgery and radiation therapy. Following number, the patient has a migraine that has been treated with topiramate. And on occasion, sumatriptan. S-U-M-A-T-R-I-P-T-A-N, period. The topiramate could be compromising the kidney function with interstitial nephritis and stone formation. Following number, the patient is overweight. Following number, the patient has generalized osteoarthritis with multiple surgeries in the shoulders, in the feet, period. We are going to order the basic laboratory workup, and according to the results, we will proceed. Thanks a lot for your kind consultation. We follow up with you.